You were here, worked the club and the restaurant, and greeted people. This was very much about you, Mike.
Oh, I don't know about that. I was here, and recognition of customers certainly helped. To remember their names, we worked at it. We really did. I did. I was younger then. My memory was better, and I did all right, you know, on remembering people's names and remembering something about them to bring it up. Well, I think I did that with you yesterday.
You did. So you worked at that. Did you ever take notes?
Well, once in a while, if I think I couldn't remember, I'd write the wife's name or something down and go back and look at it.
So when they came in that door.
That's right. That's right.
That was building the business.
Service. There are two things in the restaurant business that you need to succeed. Number one is food. Number two is service. If you don't have those, you're born dead. You're not going to make it. I think probably the third most important thing would be consistency. There are many other important things that you should do, but if you don't have food and service in fast food, service is equally or more important than food itself. We were very, very fortunate here to keep some good help and keep that service going. And as I said, I was here every night, and recognition of people and their names, the most magical word in the world to them.
What were some of the names of the employees, the waiters and waitresses? You remember any of those?
Oh, gosh, yes. It was a pretty nice place to work, I think, because I had one lady that was here for 27 years. She was a cashier. Her name was Shirley Smith. Last year she passed away. Then I had one server that was here for 20 years. I had a bartender here for 18 years. The bartender was Tommy Ray. He was a very, very good bartender and nice guy. The waitress that was here for 20 years, she's still working. I talk to her a few times a year. She is food and beverage manager at a country club in Arkansas. She's been there 20 years now. Gee, I went through dozens and dozens of servers all that time.
People who worked here probably followed you in your remembering names and all that, so it wasn't just you, it was others.
Yes,
you told them to.
I had a very dear friend. We had gone to school together in Oklahoma City growing up. I got him in the business. Actually, he came with me after I moved back from Joplin to Oklahoma City. He was with me at the Shangri-La there. He worked several restaurants and clubs in Oklahoma City after I left Oklahoma City. Then he eventually came over and joined me here. I don't know whether you're familiar with Oklahoma City or not, but his name was Junior. He was here, and he had an opportunity to go to Oklahoma City and put in a place, and he called it Junior's. It's still going, still there, although he isn't. He's long since passed away, but he patterned it after this place. The man that has it now is still doing a similar type thing, and he's doing well.
Yeah.
And that's been since before the oil boom, back when was that, in the 70s,
right.
Early 70s. He did very, very well.
Your business has been in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now the thousands.
Yeah.
As you look back on all of those years, were there peaks and valleys? Were there times that you thought you couldn't make it?
I don't know that there was ever a time when I didn't think I could make it, but there were times when it was really slow and I probably lost money. I'm sure I did. But always there was enough excitement here to where I stayed.
You never thought about quitting?
No, I never
had. Or closing the doors?
No, I had.